This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Now we're going to turn to a slightly different story about jobs, from the macro level to the micro. In New York City, a group of young people is learning a trade that's so important it literally holds the city together. WNYC's Ilya Meritz has this story about the craft of restoring masonry.
Meet Dakota Green. He's 22 years old and wears a hard hat. A lot of people call him Slim.
Everybody thinks I'm skinny.
Fashion used to be what he wanted to do for work, but lately Green has been commuting more than an hour from Brooklyn to the Bronx to spend his days learning to restore a grand old mausoleum that's seen better days.
This hasn't been repaired in over 100 years.
The craft Green has been learning as an intern at Woodlawn Cemetery is masonry restoration, how to rejoin blocks of marble and granite with fresh mortar he mixes himself.
As you can see, the mortar and everything was removed from here. Look how deep down that goes. That's pretty damaging.
You get your whole finger down.
Yeah, if the whole foundation from under here were to fall, this would just collapse.
In New York and in cities like Chicago and Pittsburgh, there are laws requiring regular inspections and repairs for large buildings to stop stone and brick from coming loose and killing people. So masonry restorers are always in demand. A fully qualified journeyman can make $50 an hour. The 16 interns here are all high school grads. Most knew nothing about stonework before they started, but Jonte Stanley says she's developed an appreciation for crypts and gravestones.
We're doing their families justice for the monuments that they left behind, you know what I'm saying?
She points to the Borden Mausoleum, honoring a family that got rich off textiles back in the 19th century. Picture elevated sarcophagi and huge ornamental urns.
The before and after is like a big difference. We really brought this thing back to life.
What did it look like before?
It was a lot of like bio growth on it and like carbon staining, like black stripes and things like that.
Clearly, Stanley got the lingo. Her teacher, Rob Capiello, everyone calls him Cappy, says the interns learned things in just 9 weeks that will keep them employed for years to come.
Well, they got all their basic qualifications, OSHA training, suspended scaffold, stationary scaffold. So they got a lot of certifications, but they have an edge up on a lot of people just getting into the trade.
Recently, Capiello handed his interns diplomas and gave out hugs.
Dakota Green.
Jonte Stanley is one of just two women in the program, and she's staying at the cemetery for a while. She's now an apprentice here. She's 22 and a mom and says this is her future. Sure beats the other jobs she's had. Retail gigs at Staples, Panera Bread, and Yogurtland.
I was going to be unhappy just doing stuff for money. And I just figured that if I try something different and I get to work with my hands and be out in this beautiful outdoors every day, it's just a win-win situation.
She gets money and skills, and the crumbling angels and tarnished obelisks that guard this cemetery get some love and attention. In the Bronx, I'm Ilya Meritz for Marketplace.